I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Creighton University Professor Emeritus Dr. Art Douglas shares his thoughts on what the year's wheat crop will be like around the globe if El Nino continues to develop and extend into the spring and summer.
If we go down and look at South America, their crop condition in terms of their summer crops is pretty darn good. In fact, even in northern Brazil, where it is still drier than normal, it's not as bad as last year. So production out of South America ought to be equal to, if not better than last year. With El Nino, though, as we get into the June-July period, Argentina typically has mild, wet winters. So that's going to be ideal for their winter planting. On the other hand, if we get over into Australia, it's already started drying out. And as El Nino, again, keeps on developing towards May, June, and July, conditions, if they're already dry, will get drier, and they're going to have problems with planting the wheat. It could be that soils will be too dry, and as they then go into their growing season, July, August, September, they may have a real problem with their crop. Rest of the world, it's Northern Hemisphere winter. We're seeing good growing conditions in India, so they should have a good wheat crop. China's had very good moisture throughout the winter and also very mild conditions, so again, their spring crops, especially their winter wheat, barley, oats, should be in great shape. If we get into Russia, the Ukraine has had good snowfall. They had some good rains later in the fall, and I think their crop's going to be great. It's a little drier in Russia, but again, not as bad as it was the two previous years.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.